This is Phoebe Zimmerman.
And this is Steve Ember with People in America in VOA Special English. Today we tell about Shel Silverstein. He was a poet, writer, composer, singer, musician, and artist.
Shel Silverstein wrote hundreds of poems and published many books. He is most famous as a writer of books for children. He won several awards for his children's books, but he also wrote many stories and created many drawings for adults. Shel Silverstein was born in Chicago, Illinois, in 1930. His birth name was Sheldon Allen Silverstein. Sometimes he called himself Uncle Shelby. He never planned to write children's books. Still, he is most famous for writing them. Shel Silverstein once told a reporter that when he was growing up, he wanted to be a good baseball player. He also said he wanted to be popular with girls. But he could not play baseball, and girls did not like him. So he started to draw and write. Shel Silverstein said he developed his own way of writing. By the time girls were interested in him, he found that work was more important.
Shel Silverstein served in the United States Army in the early 1950s. He worked as an artist for the American military newspaper Pacific Stars and Stripes. He wrote his first book in 1955. Take 10 was about life in the Army and included drawings. After leaving the Army, he worked for Playboy magazine for almost 20 years. He wrote stories and drew funny pictures for the publication. Shel Silverstein was also a musician. He released his first album in 1959. It is called Hairy Jazz. He began writing folk music in the 1960s. Famous artists have recorded his songs. The Irish Rovers, Johnny Cash, and Loretta Lynn have sung his songs. 10 years later, he released A Boy Named Sue and his other country songs. The most famous song from the album is called A Boy Named Sue. It is about a boy whose father gave him a name usually given to girls. Johnny Cash made the song famous.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much for Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town, and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, peeling stud, sat a dirty, mangy dog that named me Sue.
Shel Silverstein is best known for his books for children. However, people of all ages like his poems and stories. He published his first children's book in 1963. It is called L'Afcadio, The Lion Who Shot Back. It is about a lion that eats hunters and lives like a human. The lion has to make some important decisions. 1 year later, Shel Silverstein published what may be his most popular book. It is called The Giving Tree. This story is about a boy and a tree that loved him. The tree gives the boy everything until it can give no more. Both adults and children have enjoyed reading this book. This book is still very popular today. It has sold more than 5 million copies. Listen as Faith Lapidus reads from the beginning of The Giving Tree.
There was once a great apple tree and a little boy. They would spend hours and hours together. The boy would play in the tree's branches, sleep at her roots, and eat of her apples. And the tree loved the boy. One day, the boy came to the tree. The tree was delighted and beckoned, "Come and play." But the boy was no longer a boy. He was now a young man, and he was interested in making a living, but he didn't know how. "Here," the tree said, "take my apples and sell them." The young man did just that, and the tree was happy.
In the 1970s, Shel Silverstein produced music for several movies. His first movie soundtrack was for the film Ned Kelly. It is based on a true story about a famous Australian criminal. Here is a song from the album. It is called Ned Kelly.
They turned him out of Beechworth Jail in 1871. He put in 3 long years behind those walls for the stealing of a horse, which he swore he'd never done. But now he sees the sun and turns his back upon it all. Walk softly, cries the magistrate who counted up the score. Walk softly, cried the turnkey as he clanged the iron door. Walk softly, cried his comrades cringing on that prison floor. But the summer's on the meadow, and the wind is in the gum tree, and the Beechworth Jail is many miles behind you.
Shel Silverstein is also famous for his poetry. His first children's poetry book was Where the Sidewalk Ends. It was published in 1974. It contains more than 100 poems and many drawings. The poems and drawings are creative, funny, and wise. In the book, readers meet a boy who turns into a television set. They meet a girl who eats a whale. Imaginary creatures like the unicorn and the bloth live there. So does a girl called Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout, who will not take the garbage out. Where the Sidewalk Ends is a place where you can wash your shadow. You can plant a garden of diamonds. It is a place where shoes can fly, and a crocodile goes to the dentist because his tooth hurts. Silverstein reads one of the poems in his book, called Ickle Me, Pickle Me, Tickle Me Too.
Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Went for a ride in a flying shoe. Hooray! What fun!
It's time we flew.
Said ickle me, pickle me,
tickle me too.
Ickle was captain, and Pickle was crew, and Tickle served coffee and Mulligan stew as higher than higher and higher they flew. Pickle me, tickle me too.
Shel Silverstein's second children's poetry book is called A Light in the Attic. It also contains many funny poems and drawings. This book was so popular that it was on the New York Times newspaper's list of best-selling books for more than 3 years. Listen as he reads his poem, Ations.
If we meet and I say hi, that's a salutation. If you ask me how I feel, that's consideration. If we stop and talk a while, that's a conversation. And if we understand each other, that's communication. If we argue, scream, and fight, that's an altercation. If later we apologize, that's reconciliation. If we help each other home, that's cooperation. And all these Asians added up makes it civilization. And if I say this is a wonderful poem, is that exaggeration?
In the 1980s, Shel Silverstein began writing plays. He wrote about 20 of them. His first play is called The Lady or the Tiger Show. It is a funny play about a game show. The game show player has to choose between two doors. Behind one door is a beautiful woman, and behind the other door is a tiger.
Shel Silverstein died of heart failure in 1999. He was 68 years old. Some of his works were released after his death. Shel Silverstein once said, "I would hope that people, no matter what age, would find something to identify with in my books." He hoped people would experience a personal sense of discovery. Shel Silverstein once said that he wanted to go everywhere, look at and listen to everything. He said people could go crazy with the wonderful things in life. And he communicated this in all of his writings, drawings, and songs. We leave you now with a song by Shel Silverstein that was a huge hit around the world. The Irish Rovers sing The Unicorn.
A long time ago when the earth was green, there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free when the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees. Some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he says, "Stand back, I'm going to make it rain." He says, "Hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo.